Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way. Nobody understood that one until about 30 minutes ago.
1776 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it, for the men and women serving our country. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. That was President Trump speaking to the nation last night. And we've got U.S. Senator Josh Hawley on the line this morning. Senator, welcome back. How are you? Whoops, I'm not hearing him. Senator, are you there?
He was there.
He was there a second ago, wasn't he?
Yeah, Matt, I talked to Maddie.
Huh. All right, well, I will... Senator, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry about that. We had a little glitch in the system there. Good to have you on. I was just playing one of the bites from the president last night where he talked about giving $1,776 to our troops. Your thoughts?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, what a fantastic idea. They deserve it. They've earned it. And, you know, I just thought that the president, and this is a guy who just gave the military a 4% pay raise, which is also long, long overdue. And it's nice to have somebody in office who's not apologizing for our troops, who's not apologizing for America, who's not groveling, but actually wants to stand by the troops and make this country strong again. So I'm all for it. And I hope Congress, you know, that may require congressional authorization, Mark, and I hope that we pass that ASAP.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in general, I mean, I thought the president did a great job of the speech talking about how far we've come in 10 or 11 months. That sometimes gets lost in this affordability argument, the Democrats are argument that they're pushing right now. But when you consider how far we've come on the border and so many other issues with the big, beautiful bill and tax relief and all of that in just a very short period of time.
Well, you think about the border. I'm glad you mentioned it. I mean, Donald Trump has closed the border. And what do you think? I mean, what does that matter to Missouri? It matters because the amount of drugs that have come into our state has just absolutely bottomed out. I mean, for years, we were just getting inundated with drugs from across the southern border. You couldn't go to any school in our state and not find drugs everywhere. And now we see that flow of drugs just collapsing. We see gangs coming into our state and into our country just collapsing. I mean, the president has done a terrific job on that. And as for the economy, you think about the mess he was left by Joe Biden. I mean, for 4 years, devastating our economy, particularly blue-collar workers who couldn't get a break under Biden. Finally, now they're starting to see their wages go up. And is there more work to do? Of course. I mean, there's a lot more work to do. Times are tough thanks to Biden and the inflation that he left us, the low wages that he left us. But, you know, I think you look at what Trump has been able to accomplish, as you said, and just his few months in office, and he's got the country on the right track.
During President Trump's speech last night, of course, he was also talking about health care, and he blamed the Democrats, saying that's why prices have been so high and why we've not been able to get a solution for the American public. What do you make of this, and where does that go from here?
Well, if you want my idea, I mean, I think what we ought to do is we ought to say no taxes on health care. Just like we did no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, we ought to do no taxes on health care. It ought to be that every dollar you spend on health care, like your premiums, your deductibles, your prescription drugs, all should be tax-free. I mean, that would lower the cost of health care across the board, every component of health care, immediately for every working person in this country. So, you know, this is something I think we ought to pursue seriously. I'm for doing everything we can to bring down the cost of health care across the board. Premiums need to go down. They are way too high. Deductibles keep going up. Those need to go down. People's prescription drugs are too costly. The president has proposed capping the price of prescription drugs. I'm all for that. I think that that would be outstanding. Why are we paying 2 and 3 times more than they're paying in Europe for the same drugs? That's just ridiculous. That's price gouging. So we've got to do everything. I'm an all of the above approach kind of guy. We've got to do everything we can to get those costs down.
Yeah, Senator Josh Hawley, our guest this morning. Do you expect the Senate Democrats to shut down the government again in January?
I'm worried about it. I'll be honest with you, Mark. I'm really worried about it. They seem awfully gleeful about it to me. Pretty darn eager. And you think about the pain they put the country through for 40, whatever it was, 5-6 days just this past fall. I mean, terrible. Not paying our military servicemen and women, hungry people, unable to eat, all because of their political point scoring. And they seem like they want to do it again, Mark. And I just think I warm against that. It would be a terrible thing for our state. It would be a terrible thing for the country, for our military, for working people. I hope they don't do it. But it just shows you they're so focused on politics and doing what they think will be good for them politically. They don't care who they hurt in the process. They need to get focused on serving the people of this country. That needs to be priority number one.
That's a great point. Yeah, I saw yesterday, I believe it was Senator Grassley, released some emails that had been discovered from the FBI suggesting that they were opposed to that raid on Mar-a-Lago, and yet the Biden Justice Department pushed them to do it. Have you seen that, and can I get your reaction to it?
I have seen it. I think it's absolutely unconscionable, but in a way, sadly, not surprising. I will say it sheds a good light on the FBI. It speaks well for them that they were warning against this and saying, we don't believe we have a case for this. We don't believe we could actually satisfy a warrant requirement. We think we're really stretching it here. And yet you see Merrick Garland's DOJ saying, no, full steam ahead. This was political from the first. We all knew that it was. It was about persecuting Donald Trump. It was about going after anybody who stood in the way of Joe Biden. These are the same people who sent SWAT teams to the homes of pro-lifers, the same people who activated the FBI's anti-terrorism division against parents at school board meetings, the same people who tapped my phone. I mean, they came after all of us, anybody who would stand up. So many people in our state who got knocks on their doors from the FBI, got contacted by them in one way or another. I've heard from folks who got censored on social media at the behest of DOJ. We've never had a period like that in our country. I never want to go back to that again. And the people who did it need to be held accountable.
So it looks like your former fellow Attorney General Andrew Bailey from here in Missouri is going to be the number two man in the FBI if Dan Bongino follows through on his promise to walk away in January. How about that?
Oh, I'm excited for Andrew Bailey and for the country. I mean, Andrew is a terrific, terrific prosecutor. He was a terrific attorney general. I was sorry that we lost him, but it's the country's gain. And now I think he's already doing that job. I mean, he's co-deputy director now. I assume he'll step into the role as the sole deputy director once Bongino leaves here in a month or so. And he'll just be terrific. I mean, he's a huge, huge asset. He's a career lawman, a former military, of course, has served our country in so many capacities, and he's going to be just terrific at the FBI.
Here in Missouri, we're certainly hoping that next year that the fix for Amendment 3 will be passed. And I understand that you just launched a group called Love Life Initiative. It's a pro-life mission. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is something that my wife Erin and I are doing together. You know, Erin is fighting in courtrooms for the innocent unborn all across the country. She just argued at the United States Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago, defending a pregnancy care center, who a state, New Jersey, is persecuting, trying to shut down all of these liberals all across the country.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're trying to destroy these pregnancy care centers that give women free health care when they're facing an unexpected pregnancy. And so I just am so proud of Erin. She has been in court, in the Supreme Court, fighting for them. And now we've launched this initiative together. And it's really just trying to promote the value of life, the value of family. That's obviously the most important thing to us. And so we just want to do our part to promote that. And in Missouri, yes, we're going to have the chance to protect our kids and put that back in the Constitution, in our state Constitution. You know, right now, transgender operations on minors are constitutionally protected in the state of Missouri. We can't go on like that. We've got to fix the law, and we will have the opportunity to do that, the opportunity to end abortion on demand. Again, right now in Missouri, abortion on demand is in our state constitution. We have to fix that. We'll have the opportunity to do it this fall, and we want to do all we can to educate folks and encourage them to love life, to love family, and to protect life.
Well, thank you for doing that. It's going to be a big effort, and we need some of those people who have money in their pockets, who believe in life and oppose abortion, to step forward and counter this a little bit, right? Because we know millions of dollars will flow into Missouri again from out of state.
Oh, so true. And did last time, you know, yes. Just over a year ago when we had a similar referendum, the amount of money from outside the state, dark money coming in from outside the state, is just unprecedented, Mark. And we will see it again. They will try to buy this election. But, you know, the people of Missouri are so independent and these are folks who they don't like to be snowed. They don't like to be let on. And people, I think, are going to look at this very carefully. And I predict what they're going to say is, wait a minute. We're not for abortion on demand in Missouri. Wait a minute. We're not for transgender operations on minors in Missouri. They're going to want to fix this. And I think we've got a great opportunity to do it come next fall.
Well, Senator, Merry Christmas to you and Erin and your family.
Thanks. Same to you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care of yourself. Senator Josh Hawley there live in the swamp this morning. So I'm glad we were able to get him on here and get a few things answered. It's going to be a big effort next year. We're going to talk a lot more about it as we head into January for sure. Coming up, former senator, the guy that used to have that job, Jim Talent, in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.